early 1940s and 1950s, research at the Coastal Plain Experiment Station in Tifton, Georgia, began to focus on improved Bermuda grass cultivars. The work there ultimately resulted in the 1960 release of Tifway Bermuda grass. Tifway displayed deep green color, fine leaf texture, tolerance to close mowing heights that are commonly needed for in the golf course setting. As a result of these qualities, Tifway has continued to dominate southern golf courses and athletic fields as a choice cultivar over the last 47 years. And each time I play on a golf course and I'm on the tees and I'm on the fairways, a lot of times I'm looking at Tifway. So these vegetative cultivars have one drawback though, maybe more than one, but they have to be vegetatively propagated. Sprigs or sod. This is a high cost, and compared to the cost of some of these improved Bermuda grass, seeded Bermuda grass seed, it can be up to four times as expensive to sod an area compared to the seed cost. So on the left, you see a Tifway areas in the fairway and the tee. On the right, you see an improved seeded Bermuda grass cultivar. For these improved seeded Bermuda grass cultivars, germination is key. Before, Tifway was vegetative. We didn't have to focus on germination. Now with these seeded Bermuda grasses, germination becomes very important. It's the initial point for starting stand establishment. This slide indicates the National Turfgrass Evaluation Program final report published in 2002. You can see that for the first time, two seeded Bermuda grass cultivars, Princess 77 and Riviera, were not statistically different from Tif Sport and Tifway. This caught the eye of everybody within the green industry. You can now take a fine bladed dark green seeded Bermuda grass and go into areas where these vegetative cultivars are established. With that, the popularity of these seeded Bermuda grass cultivars increased. Why are they more popular? You can take this container of whatever improved seeded Bermuda grass cultivar, buy it in the spring, save it, use it all summer. If you want to seed after you have drought during the summer, it's there. They're versatile. You can take one man with a broadcast spreader and put out these improved seeded Bermuda grass cultivars and do the job in 1 hour that it would take to do for a group of men who are resodding an area. So establishment is much easier, and then also recovering from areas that have been subject to drought stress. Economic advantages, I already touched on it. These seeded Bermuda grass cultivars, they vary in price, of course, but no matter what, when you consider the labor, the water for sprigs or sods, the seeded Bermuda grasses have a advantage as far as cost is concerned. But most of these seeded Bermuda grass cultivars have been released since the early 1990s, these improved seeded Bermuda grass cultivars. Now in 1987, New Mexico Sahara was released, and for the first time it showed an improvement over common Bermuda grass as far as turf grass quality is concerned. But like I said, Princess 77 and Riviera, they were released after the early 1990s, and they showed turf grass quality ratings statistically similar to Tifway and Tif Sport. Our field observation for these seeded Bermuda grass cultivars, you can see this is 5 weeks post-seeding, and you have a very poor density in certain areas and decreased stand establishment. We would ultimately like to have a more improved and uniform product at this point after seeding. So we felt that investigations into these seeded Bermuda grasses were warranted. The seeded Bermuda grass cultivars, most commonly, almost all of them, are now commercially available with a seed coating. The seed coating varies according to manufacturer, or I should say producer. So with these various seed coatings, are they helping? Are they hurting? Do they have any effect whatsoever regarding the germination of these seeded Bermuda grasses? And also, we wanted to compare germination among cultivars to see if we have differences. Does the open pollinated Arizona common hold an advantage over these improved seeded Bermuda grasses? The cultivars we included, Arizona common. Now, it is technically a variety not specified, but it is still widely available as common Bermuda grass. So we felt it that we should include it. We obtained it from Seeds West. The coating contents, the color was green, but the coating contents were proprietary, so we do not have the exact contents. Princess 77, also from Seeds West. Like I just stated, coating contents are proprietary. Riviera, coating contents contain 46% calcium carbonate. Also contains two fungicides, flutioxanil and mefenoxam. So do these fungicides help, hurt, or have no effect? Transcontinental, originally registered by Pure Seed Testing, we obtained Transcontinental seed with an experimental coating of calcium carbonate plus zinc. Yukon, originally released by the Oklahoma State University, coating contents 45.5% calcium carbonate, and then we also have some monocalcium phosphate and calcium lignosulfate. How did we count? We obtained the samples from the producers. Counting uncoated and coated seed samples were counted electronically into plots of 50 seeds. Now, when you count these, it works on vibration, and there's a bridge, so only one seed goes across, so the counts are exact. And it's a photo detector that actually registers when the seeds pass through a cylinder. Temperatures. We selected six temperature regimes. It's important to note we had a high and low temperature. The three you see in yellow are temperature regimes that Bermuda grass is most commonly seeded in. The lower maybe if you're doing a little spring seeding, the higher 95 and 77 during the heat of summer here in Mississippi or Louisiana. Calibration. If you can read the small, there's an 18 degrees on that germination chamber. So the chambers are calibrated with a mercury thermometer on the second shelf to ensure that the temperature was exact, and it was kept within plus or minus 1 degree Celsius. Day length, we used a day length of 12 hours. The high temperature when the lights were on, the low temperature when the lights were off at night. How many seeds did we test? 400 coated, 400 uncoated seeds tested. As you can see, the petri dishes, we have four replications of 50 seeds per cultivar, and that was a single run. When you put two runs together, you get your 400 seeds. For materials and methods, germination. It's important to note that both radical and plumule must be present. The percent germination, you see the 3-day count divided by 50. We tested two lot numbers, and distilled water was used exclusively. Data analysis, split plot design using ProcGLM. Germination, coated versus uncoated. Cultivars across all six temperatures, all cultivars. Germination, not statistically different. But when you look at germination within cultivars, you can see here, germination on the y-axis, temperature on the x-axis, and the asterisk denotes statistically different. Arizona Common peaked at about 88% germination. Princess 77 had coated with statistically different at two temperatures, 40 and 45. Princess 77 peaked at 78%. Riviera, lower germination obtained. You can see that it peaked at 30 degrees at about 55%. Transcontinental, very high germination. See that once again we have two statistically different temperatures, temperature regimes at 40 and 45, but it peaked at 89%. Yukon, no statistical differences between coated and uncoated germination. And it Yukon peaked at 77%. We found that an optimal temperature of 30 degrees was obtained. 30 degrees and 20 degrees. The temperature regime, 35 and 25, was the next highest. Cultivar comparison. When you look at cultivars, means at 30 degrees. This is 30-20 temperature regime is the most common seeding temperature, and you can see that transcontinental, 89.9%. Means across six temperatures, we see a dramatic drop-off. When you look at all six temperatures, 57.8% for transcontinental, Yukon 58%. Conclusions, all cultivars across six temperatures, not significant. But when you look at within cultivars it is, at certain temperatures, 30 degrees, the highest mean germination percentage. Relevance, how can we apply this? Decreased germination of seeded Bermuda grass not due to coating. Now we can optimize planting dates, maximize germination, and we can say that cultivars are significantly different. Questions?
We have time for one or two?
Yes, sir.
In front. Seed, was it bulk?
No, sir. We obtained sample. The producer sent us the samples of seed. Transcontinental had a combination. Riviera likewise had a combination. Princess 77 was unhulled. Arizona Common was hulled. So it varied. We tested according to how they sell the seed.
One more question?
Any more questions? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The seed lots were from harvest last year. We called and obtained in January. So once they went through the production process, they sent us the seed. We stored them in sealed plastic bags and then immediately started germination test. But they were tested within 6 months of harvest.
Okay.